You're listening to SBS News.
In the global fight against the coronavirus, many countries are shutting down, restricting freedom of movement, introducing social distancing guidelines, and encouraging residents to stay at home. But for weeks, the World Health Organization has been emphasizing the importance of testing for the virus. General Director Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says lockdowns and social distancing measures can buy the world time, but they are ultimately defensive measures.
To win, we need to attack the virus with aggressive and targeted tactics, testing every suspected case, isolating and caring for every confirmed case, and tracing and quarantining every close contact.
In addition to closing borders and banning large gatherings, Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia has carried out over 147,000 tests since the COVID-19 outbreak started in the country. And of those tested, only 1% have been confirmed to have the virus at that time.
So along with Korea and Singapore, we are at the global forefront in terms of the breadth and width of our testing.
So far, testing has been limited to those who the government considers are at the highest risk of contracting coronavirus, overseas travellers and people who have come into close contact with other confirmed cases. Yesterday, Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly said those guidelines will change to include more Australians. The government has received an additional 97,000 testing kits and has secured the supply of another 100,000. An order has also been put in place for 1.5 million point-of-care kits to allow for greater testing by GPs. And Mr. Hunt says health workers will be among those given priority.
It's very important to give them the confidence because their degree of commitment and courage should not be underestimated. They are the heroes of the coming months.
Associate Professor Bruce Thompson, the Dean of Health at Swinburne University, explains Australia has been thorough in its testing, but says the time is right to widen the scope.
In South Korea, I think they tested half their population in the end. So obviously the more people that we test, the better that's going to be. But I think everyone needs to remember that's one point in time as well. So even though you might have tested negative today, you may end up being exposed to the virus by somebody in a few days' time and end up actually contracting it. So that's always the tricky thing about this. So however, we are doing really quite well.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration is fast-tracking the approval of these new testing kits. A spokesperson told SBS News a new emergency exemption has been made to allow rapid supply of COVID-19 tests to all pathology laboratories. Some of the testing kits, with some returning results in less than an hour, while others promise to be more accurate at correctly diagnosing the virus. Associate Professor Thompson says those new kits will have a major impact on our coronavirus response.
We really need things tested, basically demonstrated with absolute surety that you have it, and it's actually, this is the virus that we've detected as well. So this is getting better and better all the time. So anything that we can do to actually improve our accuracy of our testing and increase the amount of testing is a good thing.
Alan Lee, SBS News.